We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The way too early top 25 AP preseason poll is out. Anybody want to take a guess who's at the very, very top for me? Cecil, you got anything? Who's at one?
Oh, Clemson.
That wasn't a guess. You looked at the dang sheet.
I did. Look, I told you I looked at it before we started.
I'm looking at the list when he asked the question. Boy, so I'm like, I'm not going to answer the question. I'm looking at the list right now.
Defending champs.
For everybody out there listening, know this right here. These two boys right here, a lot of things they are, but a liar ain't one of them. I was trying to get them to play a damn game with me, boy.
Keep it all the way real.
Boy, I tell you what. So you got one: Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State. That's your top five. I asked the guys to give me one team here or there that you think is misranked. Are they too high? Are they too low? And I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. And it's not because I'm deep in the heart of it, but I'm going to go with Texas, guys. I think Tom Herman, regardless of what – I know he's had some run-ins with 6'10 when he was here. and I know that there's a lot of love, there's a lot of hate out there. But I am buying what the dude is doing at the University of Texas right now. I don't know if they can get back to as dominant as they once were, because they were just ruling the state of Texas when A&M was struggling, Baylor was struggling, TCU wasn't what they were, and when Texas took a nosedive, all those teams just skyrocketed and started getting a lot more national recognition than they had in the past. And so I don't know that Texas can ever regain that momentum with A&M being the SEC, and now Texas kids can go to school there and play in the SEC. And I don't know if they can ever get back to that national dominance, but I'm picking the University of Texas. They're ranked at number 10 in this way too early preseason poll. They're ranked at number 10. I think they upset Oklahoma this year, and I think they win that conference, and I think they get into the college football playoffs.
See, you said they would upset Oklahoma. I wouldn't consider that an upset, because I think Oklahoma has lost a bunch. They lost the Heisman winner. They lost four.
Well, as analytical as you are, Wade. Hell, yeah. I can't do nothing right. I can't say it right.
I'm just saying. I don't think you're right. Upset, but because Oklahoma would be my team that I'd say is ranked a little bit too high. They're ranked number 4. You know, I don't think they're going to win the Big 12. I think UT is going to win the Big 12. So if they win the Big 12, then Oklahoma is going to drop down somewhere around 14, 15, I would guess. So
wait, I went and watched them. I went and watched Texas last year versus West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I saw a brand of bully ball in a conference that typically just is air raid and thrown all over the park. I saw – and they lost to an air raid team late in that. Will Greer lit them up late in the fourth quarter and ended up winning that game. But – I watched them play bully ball and dominate a four-quarter game. And now, look, it was a high-scoring game, and they were doing – but at any point in time, when Tom Herman and Sam Ellinger and them boys wanted to slow it down a little bit, they were able to slow it down and control the clock, bleed the clock, and I just think they take one step closer to being great at that, not just being able to do it once or twice throughout the season. So – those are my guys, man. You said who? Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is overrated as far as this list. I think they'll end up somewhere around about 12, 13 when it's all said and done. I think they'll lose to UT, and they might lose to somebody else. A team like Ohio State is ranked after them. Ohio State, they always reload. They'll lose a bunch of guys, but they recruit so well. So I think I would move Oklahoma down the list. You lose four starters up front.
Yep.
You know, that's a big deal to me. I think it's just a big
deal.
No, it's
general. Big, man.
You lose a Heisman winner at quarterback, and you bring in Jalen Hurts, who's a good quarterback. He's a solid guy, but I don't think he's going to be able to have the same output that Kyler Murray did.
Yeah.
And you lose Hollywood Brown at receiver. That's a lot of talent on the offensive end that you're losing. And when you look at the Big 12, if you're not putting up 40 points a game, you're not winning. And so I think that they will put up a bunch of points, but I just don't think they'll be able to match what they did last year.
Yeah, for Oklahoma, it's one of those you gotta hope when you catch Texas that you've got all those question marks figured out that you talked about. I mean, I think Trey Sermon at running back is as good as anybody in the country. CeeDee Lamb at receivers is as good as anybody in the country, but without them hosses up front, that could cause problems probably not for the most of their schedule in that conference. They'll still be able to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, except when Texas rolls into town. And then you'll see whether they were able to replace him or not. What do you got, Cecil?
For me, it's Michigan. To me, I just haven't seen Harbaugh. He'll give you 10 wins.
Ooh, boy, Landry Locker, Landry Locker would hit you with that record he had with Cap at us at San Francisco right now. Boy, so hard, boy. You get hit with a San Francisco 49ers take from about 6 years ago.
To get over that hump, they, for whatever reason, they cannot beat Ohio State. And you are not going to get in that college football playoff until you beat Ohio State. And for whatever reason, they cannot get over the hump. So I think Michigan's too high. To me, they're always going to be a middle of the road as far as between 10 and 14 type team. And then honestly, I'm looking at A&M. I think they can make some noise. I like that quarterback that's coming back. Yep. They got some athletes coming in this year. So I think they can really make some noise. I think you can move them up a little bit. They're in a tough SEC. So you never know who in the SEC is going to show up and play. It's a dog fight each and every week.
But here's the deal with A&M, though, guys. It's like I feel like I got the damn best take on the SEC that anybody that's covered the SEC mm-hmm. has, right? Because you got a lot of guys covering the SEC that played at LSU, they played at Alabama, they played it at Auburn, they played at Georgia.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, the SEC is a different monster when you're wearing Georgia red, or when you're wearing Alabama. When you know you played SEC teams, you go play an SEC team at a school that doesn't have the same Jimmys and Joes that those schools got.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can still beat them. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not great places, but it's a different road through the SEC West for Arkansas than it is for Alabama and Auburn. Them Jimmys and Joes are pretty common. The gap between what Chad Morris is dealing with at Arkansas right now and what Saban has at Alabama, and albeit they rightfully so, I'm not saying they deserve it, but you draw a line. You got LSU, Alabama, and Auburn, and now Texas A&M in the mm-hmm. West. Those four schools right there in the West have the same Jimmys and Joes. You got Ole Miss, Arkansas, Mississippi State. Mississippi State sometimes can match up in the trenches with them. They just had a great bunch go through there with the guys that got drafted this year.
Yeah.
They were able to make some plays. Dak's group was able to make some plays. But it ain't reload. It's rebuild at those three schools. And in the East, you got Florida and you got Georgia. Then Tennessee every now and then flirts with it. Those are the Jimmys and Joes that are at the very top. Everybody else, Kentucky right now, Mark Stoops getting 10 wins at Kentucky last year, and that's unbelievable.
That's a big deal.
That he made that run, right?
But he loses his best pass rusher. He's gone. you know what I mean? And now they got
to
rebuild.
Right. So has he built it up to where he can rebuild? So my point in all that is I think Texas A&M is a school that the Jimmys and Joes will be in place, that there ain't no reason that Jimbo shouldn't be able to get them boys to compete with Clemson's and Texas, and would say they already would it with Texas right now if they played them. But I'm just talking about those national brands that get those big-bodied offensive and defensive linemen. They're just few and far between. A&M's one of them.
I just think A&M could be, you know, the best 9-4, 8-5 team in the league. Dead ass. Now I'm just saying, their schedule is brutal.
Yeah.
They have a lot of tough games on the road. They got to go into Death Valley. Like, they have some tough ball games on the schedule. And so they could play all those games close and come up short and they'll still be ranked pretty high because I think that the powers that be will take that into account.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough for those guys. They got a tough road. But I think – I'll tell you this. I think between Texas A&M and the University of Texas, within 3 years, one of those teams is going to be in the college football playoff. Mark that down now.
I agree.
In the next 3 years,
I think Texas is a school that gets there because it's a path of least resistance. They just don't have to go through they don't have to run through the same gauntlet that the A&M will have to run if they get there. Tell me this real quick. We got a couple of minutes before we hit this break. I got to going through these lists, man, and the All-American list, preseason All-American list, and all these lists are coming out right now. And I just started thinking about these quarterback receivers and these offenses nowadays. Tell me who y'all are most excited to watch. Tua? With Judy, Ruggs, Waddle, and Smith.
Ooh.
I mean, that's better than some NFL receiving quarterback. Jerry,
two or three first rounders.
Who's better than Jacksonville?
Two or three first rounders.
Yeah. Better than Jacksonville? Hey, Jacksonville will trade straight up right now.
Jerry, Judy. Hey, Cecil, you got to be honest. Now. Those are your guys now.
Don't do that to my guy Marquise out there.
Oh, man. I like him. Hey, Jerry Judy's a bad man now.
He's special.
God, he's a bad man. Check this out. So we mentioned Hurts. Trey Sermon, C.D. Lamb, they got to get their line straight, but boy, they got some skill. How about this? Trevor Lawrence with, how do you say it, Etienne? Etienne,
the running back.
I mean, well, he's nice.
Wide receiver. That's what I call.
Well, the running back's an All American, preseason All American. So, get to the receivers. You got Ross, Powell, and Higgins. I mean, you got three dudes that are just nasty. And then whatever Fromm's playing with, which you know he's got some. He's got one of the best offensive lines in the game. So they're going to be special. Ellinger, Fields, Herbert out at Oregon. I mean, it's college football this year is going to be an absolute blast to watch, man. Saturdays and Sundays are going to be absolutely fully loaded.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.